Thanks.
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know. Power surge. Whenever we plug one of Drew's projects, the mic's cut out.
That's, well,
the Lord works in mysterious ways.
Now you're plugging it because I'm going to start plugging the man show on my show.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's worth plugging my show.
Is that true?
Well, that's what I was planning on. That was the reason for getting that tape.
Drew called up the man show office today.
Yeah.
We got a great job.
It's the first
over
time
there.
We've ever, you and I have ever sort of corroborated professionally where we're not working on the same show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Collaborated.
Yeah, we're doing an outside project. We're getting together. All right. Shaggy and Henry Rollins and some other folks are coming up next week. Bob Guccione Jr. this week and also
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark L. Wahlberg from Temptation Island, the host of Temptation Island, is coming up here tomorrow night, just us tonight. And let's hop on the phones. Crystal.
Yeah?
You're 19?
Uh-huh.
What's up there, baby?
First of all, I want to say, Adam Carolla, I love you so much.
Yeah, yeah.
We had enough of that last night.
Yeah, it's a virus that's going around.
Yeah.
Anyhow, okay, my problem is, about a week ago, I had sex with my boyfriend, anal sex, for the first time.
Oh, baby, you've been tainted.
Are you still a virgin?
Yeah, I'm not still a virgin, of course not.
Thank you.
All right.
But anyhow, I started bleeding afterwards, and I've been bleeding, like, periodically for the past week.
Where's it coming from, your rectum or your soul?
My butt.
I see your butt.
Yeah.
Nice.
Your rectum is a little too technical for
her. Well, the thing is, I, like, took a mirror and I stuck it underneath me so I could see what it looked like.
Well, you are an Adam fan, aren't
Hold
you?
Hold on, I'm closing my eyes.
And yeah? My butthole was the size of a mason jar.
Very good. That was good. And you know what? A woman.
A woman. But let me explain something here. We rarely get women goofing on us.
Never. Yeah, I'm completely blown away now.
Let me explain one thing, though, Drew, that I was thinking about while I was at the man show today. I mean, I was thinking about us, and I thought one of our problems, not only in this show, but in life, is we discuss our strategy out loud.
Yeah.
It's not a great angle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if we were generals, we'd be up on a hill with a bullhorn yelling our strategy
right.
to the opponent.
We'd be putting it on the web.
Right. Wouldn't be a great plan.
Yeah.
And we've said time and time again that women are not the portrayers of the goofs.
I will bet you any amount of money that
a man
put her up to this.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yes. She was like La Femme Nikita.
Yeah.
Sure, there was a guy behind her pulling the strings.
But still,
yeah. A woman just as a mouthpiece is huge.
Yeah.
All right. But see, the point is, Drew, is when we map out our strategy on air.
Well, they just have to.
When we talk about what it's going to take to convince us and how we knew this one was bogus and what the gender is.
We're asking for it.
And we're showing our hand.
But we're also showing how hard it is to fool us. That's our arrogance. It's like, hey, we'll even tell you how to do it, and we'll still pick it up.
I see. See,
but the one thing we've never said is throw a woman at us.
Yeah, although we have said it.
We never expected
by saying
it.
No. Women never do it.
Expecting that they never do it.
I know, but when you say that on the air, you're asking for that strategy. Ian?
Ian?
Yes.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
That's you. You're 17. What's up?
Yeah. I wanted to say what's up to Adam. Props on the man show, man.
Well, thank you.
And Drew.
Yeah.
Props to you for putting up with Adam.
Oh, my God.
Is that it? Are we just inundated with goof-off now?
I don't know. Listen, I've said it a million times. I'm here for 2 hours, then I leave. You see, if I had to help, like, 25 people a night, and I started off with two jack-off questions, I'd be putting traces on these guys so I could go over their house and kick their ass. I'd go nuts on them. You know, if I'd have to stay here till 2:15 in the morning now helping souls, I leave at midnight. That's it. I don't care if I don't help anyone. Five people could commit suicide during my two-hour shift. Doesn't matter. I'm going home.
That's nice.
Thank you. All right, you want to try this one?
Yeah.
All right.
It says she's from Scotland.
Nora?
Hi.
It's probably Scottsdale or something. You're 16. What's up?
Yeah, well, I'm in a form with my boyfriend, actually. He never seems to ejaculate during intercourse.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago, but I'm from the northeast of England, and I'm going back tomorrow, so I wanted to get the call in before I left.
I see.
And have you been listening to the show long?
Well, I'm originally from here, so I listen when I come visit my mother. So I knew to phone in something my friends did.
How old were you when you left your mother?
Well, actually, I've gone to boarding school since I was about 9. and that was down south, and then I finally moved out. Now I have a place of my own, and I'm studying at Higher Education College, so...
Okay, hold on a second. Did she say she was on the professional bowlers tour since she was nine? What did she say?
I can't understand how it...
Okay.
But no, she's in boarding school since she was
oh,
nine.
Oh, boarding... I thought she said bowling school.
Bowling school.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, so you went to boarding school in Scotland?
I see. No, it was actually in South, but anyway.
Yeah.
Mental okay. note, do not send kids abroad.
Yeah. Hey, do you know that Bono?
No, I know of his music, but no, not particularly.
Oh, I see, yeah. All right, so your question is, when you're having sex...
Mm-hmm.
He won't ejaculate.
No, he never does. And I've been with him, started going out with him about a year and a half ago, and then we weren't together for about 6 months, and we've been together about the last 4 months or so.
How old is he?
He's 19. And I've never gotten a clear picture of how many partners he's had or if he has had any, because, you know, before when I met him, oh, he's a virgin, and then it changes, well, I've had six, well, I've had eight, well, maybe I've had three. I can't get a clear picture of, I mean, that's not really even the issue, really. I just wanted to know maybe if that's, I know it's not me, because I'm over that phase. I just want to know if it's maybe something medically wrong with him.
Is he on medication?
No, he's not, but he was quite ill as a child, and that I've heard, and he was quite weak in the hospitals and things like that.
With what?
I'm not exactly sure. It was just, I think it was something with his family, isn't it? He's a very weak immune system.
No, that's not, no, there's a lot of missing about, no.
Wait a minute. He said he was a virgin, and then he said he was with three women, and then eight women?
Yeah, but I think that's just because he's ashamed of telling me that he had never had sex with anyone before.
It also has this alleged extensive medical history, yet it's mysterious, you don't know what it was.
Yeah.
I mean, a young child's in the hospital repeatedly, there is a diagnosis. And what is the diagnosis is the question.
Well, this guy seems like a pathological liar. I mean, yeah. He says he was a virgin, then he says he was three women, then eight women. He's jumping all over the place.
And he's 19 with a 15-year-old. I mean, they've been going out and having sex since she was 15.
Yeah, but she's from Scotland.
She's from Chicago.
Listen to her. She's from Chicago. Isn't that bizarre?
Yes.
It's kind of a strange experiment. They took her out of Chicago when she was nine.
Yeah.
Right? Nine years old.
Why did they do that?
Hold on. Don't you think by nine your language is semi-cemented?
Yeah, but some people are real
flexible that way. Yeah. Like Madonna.
Yeah.
She goes to England for 10 minutes. She comes back. She's the fifth Beatle. Hey, Nora?
Yeah.
You went to Scotland when you were nine?
No, it was the south of England. I chose to go to boarding school.
Yeah, but how old were you when you left Chicago?
I was about nine, but I've been taking dialect lessons probably since I was about 11 and a half. Because I want to fit in, so it's just something I did, and I've kind of gotten used to it. I don't come back here as much.
You took dialect lessons to fit in Scotland or England? What's that?
And it worked, so I mean, I'm happy with... that's just not really the point, I don't see. But.
Yeah, it worked like a charm. You're in Chicago now. No one can understand you.
I'm sorry.
It's a great plan. Why would you take dialect lessons? Would they hold it against you?
Would you like to really know why?
Yeah.
Well, my father's Scottish, and I was actually ashamed of being the only American and getting the tip, like, and all, we beat you in the wars. I got sick of all that crap, and I wanted to fit in like everyone else. So, I mean, you can have an accent, but you have to learn the vocabulary and the ways of the customs of the people, and I finally adapted to that. So I became a British citizen because my father had gotten it through that, very easily done, and now I'm set.
What about the war part, beating you in the war?
Yeah, they're just a bunch of immature assholes, so...
Oh, okay. You know. Hey, let me make this comment about Nora. Ooh, there's something going on here.
Oh, yes.
She's angry, man. Mm-hmm. Something's up. What's up?
Why they send her away? It's nine.
Well, her dad's... Oh, Jesus Christ.
We can't get it.
I'm going to kill myself. Yeah. I don't know what the hell's going on.
It's much less painful just to have somebody talk about the mason jar.
What war is she talking... Is she talking about the revolution?
I don't know. I wouldn't even...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as he's not ejaculating, which is what she wants... Yes, it could be a medical problem. Whatever the diagnosis was, I would need from his childhood illness. Medication is a common cause of this. But this guy is a liar, maybe a sociopath. Sexual dysfunction would not be uncommon in somebody like that.
Nora is a serious piece of work herself. Let's not disclude. Let's not discount that. Scott?
Yeah.
You're 17. What's up?
Actually, I'm 27.
Oh, yes. I'm all over the map tonight.
10 years ago, I was.
All right, good.
I you're going to make fun of me about this, I know, but my wife doesn't want to have sex with me or with anyone, I'm hoping, but, you know, she says it's, you know, with anyone.
Why?
Well, when she was young, she was sexually abused.
Ah, okay.
By her neighbor and by her
whatever. Okay, so
Native American, and I guess it. But and then
what does Native American have to do with it?
Well, she tells me that that's real high percentages of Native Americans have a lot of sexual abuse from family members.
Oh, that's interesting.
And, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Well, look at it this way. There's a high incidence of alcoholism.
Yeah.
There's going to be high incidence of all the other stuff that goes along with that, right?
Yeah.
When have you ever heard of someone sexually abusing someone without alcohol being around?
Right, that's right. Okay.
All right.
And then she didn't realize this, but she's an Oprah watcher. And they were saying that they had this special where they say millions of women don't want to have sex anymore. And they said one of the reasons is if you ride a boy's bicycle, and she used to do that. And one time she bounced down real hard. And
oh, you know what? That is, oh, my God.
That's what I think.
I wondered where this was coming from. I had this question a couple times when I was out of the colleges. I thought,
it's coming from Oprah.
What are you talking about? This girl goes, I fell off a bike and it ruptured my hymen. And oh, my God, and I'm you know, 18, I can only have orgasm with oral sex. I'm like, yeah?
Yeah.
That is so much crap. That is the.
Is it true or no?
Well, it's the pudendal nerve, and yes, you can damage it, and men do often from excessive bike riding, but they function okay, believe me, most of the time. But,
and then what about breastfeeding? I mean, I feel like I have a triple whammy here.
Wait a second. You're saying riding a man's bicycle, you said. A woman, you mean if she falls on the crossbar?
No, she means, yeah, that somehow. Yeah. That, oh, please. Please.
Well, did she have an accident on a man's bicycle?
Well, she said she was real bruised when she was 11. She was bruised down there. She never told anybody.
No. Okay, no, listen, God. This is all sexual abuse.
Absolutely.
That and the mental and emotional abuse she's now receiving from Oprah.
That's right.
You know, and I'm a real good, you know, I'm a good listener. I've never yelled or...
Yeah, you listen too good. That's your problem.
Yeah, Scott, has she had treatment for her sexual abuse?
She has gone to treatment, but she hasn't followed through on it.
All right, well... Does it surprise you, then, that she would continue to have the normal manifestations of someone who is profoundly sexual abused?
I don't know. I just think that if I'm patient enough that...
Scott, hey, listen. Listen to what I just said. Somebody who's sexually abused will typically have the manifestation that she's having. Will not get better without treatment. So, no treatment? Shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, but she went to get treatment once.
Yeah.
I know.
All right. All right, Scott, you know what the truth is here.
I know.
Listen.
I feel... Scott. I don't want to have sex with her because I don't want to make her feel uncomfortable.
Treatment, Scott's treatment. She's got to follow through on treatment. It takes a long time.
All right. Do you understand?
I appreciate that.
That's right. She needs to see Lace Down with Sofas. that's the name of the Indian therapist.
I went to Lace Down on Couch for a while.
Lays Down on Couch. Oh, for Christ's sake. This is a strange night tonight.
And last night, too, remember?
And listen, Scott here wants to think about anything but the fact that she was sexually abused, and that's what needs to be addressed.
Here's his real codependency is she's avoiding digging into the pain and shame of all that, and so he's protecting her from it, too.
Yes. All right. David, I'm now scared to take calls.
Me
you
too.
Guys happy?
Yeah, yes.
Are
just,
you happy?
Know what? Let's just talk between ourselves.
All right.
How was the man show today?
Fantastic.
Really? What's
sat
happening?
Around and wrote fart jokes. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Why are we so into that as men?
I have no idea. All I know is one of our producers walked into my office today and said, Dr. Drew needs that, one of the monkeys are flinging poo or something. I said, monkeys flinging poo. I said, no, he wants the monkeys farting. And he said, oh, monkeys fart. Now, wait a minute. We got, and we start going through all the monkey fecal bits, you know. And I was having to have a serious discussion with him. No, let's see, Jason, you weren't around in the first season. We did Man and His Future. It was portrayed by monkeys. They were farting laser beams. Oh, yes, I recall that one, he said. I said, go down and pull that one from one of the edit bays or something.
From the library, yes.
Pull it from the Man Show library, archives, and have that sent to Dr. Drew. Done and done, sir. Clicked his heels together, walked down the hall, and I thought, oh, my God, we have a show where we have serious discussions about monkeys breaking wind.
Endless discussions.
Endless serious discussions about that.
Oh, man.
David?
Yes?
You're 19?
What's up, man?
What's up there, David?
How you doing?
Good.
A little nervous, but what the hell here?
Mm-hmm.
For the last probably, week, I've got this thing. It almost feels like chafing around my ween.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
called,
I can't figure it out.
Are you sexually active?
No, sir. Virgin, actually.
Could it just be like a yeast or something?
I don't know. The weird thing that gets me is it smells bad.
Uh-oh.
Well, listen, everything in the groin smells bad.
No.
What?
He's moving to something bogus there.
No, he's not.
I think
you're so freaked out. You're like a dog has been beaten and then car backfires and you go hiding under the sofa.
Let me check it out.
Oh, really? Really? All right. Hey, David?
Yo.
Yeah. What's it smell like?
Like poop.
Like poop.
Yep.
You sure you don't got your pants on backwards? You could be checking the wrong side.
No, I mean, it's really weird. I only noticed it when I sit down and it started smelling bad, and I thought I wasn't wiping good enough.
Yeah.
I thought I wasn't wiping good enough.
Yeah.
But I cleaned up good, and it still smelled bad. And, I mean, I've tried calamine. I've tried...
Why don't you see a dermatologist? You have an infection.
I know.
Well, he doesn't want him to see his junk, though.
Yeah,
he's a virgin.
There is just endless possible explanations for that.
Talk about bad luck, though. It's like your car gets keyed and it hasn't even left the garage. You know, it's brand new, still on the showroom floor. I mean, this penis—he's a virgin, right?
It's pristine.
This is like
should be pristine.
This is like a car that is injured while it's on, you know, dented while it's on the transport truck coming from the factory to the dealer.
Right.
Never been driven. It's been wrecked already. All right.
I'm sure he feels better about it now.
All right, so he's just got to go to the dermatologist.
Yes.
What would you say he could do if he wasn't going to do that? What would you do?
Nothing.
You know, it's a heat rash.
No. Oh,
it's got to keep it dry.
There is
got to keep it dry.
Dry, Lotrizone, Lotrimin,
right.
You know, those creams, the Cortate cream. But again, if it smells, it's infections. Will prove it otherwise.
Mike?
Hello?
Mike?
No.
All right. What's your name?
Bo.
No.
What's up, guys?
What's your name?
Bo.
Bo.
Yeah, it's...
Bow?
No. Oh, no. My brother's name is Mike. He just got me on the line.
I see.
Well, where's your brother?
He's upstairs. It's my question, though.
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead.
All right. I ejaculate too fast and I have sex with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, like, at a commercial break for a TV show,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be done by the time the TV show gets back on.
Nice.
It's like 4 minutes.
Yeah, could be 4 or 5 minutes.
She's lucky if it's 4 or 5 minutes.
Is she complaining about it?
Yeah.
She's complaining?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to go again and again. It's just like, you know.
Does that work?
If I go again?
Yeah.
Yeah, then I just go fast again, too.
Really? How about again?
It's the same thing.
Really?
How does that net drop off?
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
I don't understand, you know. I never had this problem before, you know.
You know what it is? They're
I've been having sex
19, 21, you know.
Yeah. Let me tell you how I go. I go 15 minutes.
3 days.
3 hours, 45 minutes.
Yeah, right.
And then I'm into 4 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
That or you don't survive.
Calf cramp, hospitalization.
Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah.
You need to perform oral sex on her.
Well, I have no choice but to do that every single time.
That's fine.
Do it at the beginning.
And she complains?
I do it at the beginning, and no, she doesn't complain. She loves it, but,
right.
You know.
This is about you.
I've never had this problem before. I thought it was like, you know, I don't take any medication or anything.
Well, she is complaining about it.
Yeah, she's not complaining. She doesn't complain after I have oral sex with her, but she's complaining because, you know, it'll be good sex, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's not good sex. It's good for me. It's not good for her, and I feel, you know.
All right, but you can give her an orgasm through oral sex?
Oh, yeah.
And she complains?
Not until... She'll get mad at me for a second, and then I'll be like, don't worry, honey, I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
All right.
You know?
All right. But well, listen, why don't you try masturbating, like, half hour before she... I don't know. Listen, there's no quick fix here. There's really nothing you can do about this. You just work it out, stay with that one partner, figure out your rhythm. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
We've talked about this a million times. People have their clock.
With that person, yeah.
They have their clock at that age.
Yeah.
That's it. Some guys, it's really like this. Some guys get off in 2 minutes. Some guys get off in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Everyone else seems to fall somewhere in between, closer to the 2 minutes than to the 2 hours.
Yeah.
And that's it. And it's like it's like asking a guy who it takes 2 hours for is like asking Claudia Schiffer about her beauty secrets.
Right.
You know what that is?
Jeans.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's what she looks like.
Somebody asked me an interesting question today at Mars Venus about if you could change genders, who would you want to go see and talk to as the other sex? We turn you into a woman, now who do you want to go talk to? Just to see how they relate to the opposite sex.
Oh, really? That's a horrible question.
Well, then, as a result,
who cares?
Well, as a result of thing, I said Bill Clinton. I thought that'd be interesting to talk.
Well, you get to talk to
yeah,
Bill Clinton.
But here's the point. The point is that I was thinking about it. I thought to myself, you know, probably what you'd want to do is you'd want to as a male, you'd want to go experience the multiple orgasm thing, right?
Yeah.
And then I thought that is why it doesn't happen to men. They kill themselves.
Yeah.
They die. So they find him twitching on the couch 3 days later.
You're saying you'd like to go to, like, visit a high school soccer team and just have them gang rape you? Is that what you'd like to do?
I'm just saying that the male wanted multiple orgasms. God did not give the male multiple orgasm because he wouldn't survive it.
That's right. And what is the definition of the multiple male orgasm? Same boner, new jizz.
Nice.
We'll take ourselves a little break.
We'll be back.
All right. Yeah.
What?
You heard me.
Who is?
You too. You and Howard. I just don't tell. Okay. Bates Loveline. Idiots. Why do you make me mad?
Why?
Because we're going, the song is starting, and
yeah.
I'm saying, let's go. Drew,
we're going.
Howard, shut up. Drew, Howard, and it had to do it all the way up so that you got your last word in on the air as we came back. That drives me nuts. Okay? Thanks. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Heather?
Yes.
You're 24.
Yes.
What's up?
Nothing much. About 5 years ago this happened, and I just found out last year that my dad tried to get my boyfriend to sleep with my stepmom.
How'd that happen?
What
does that mean? Like,
your dad tried to get your boyfriend to sleep with your stepmom.
I mean, tell us the story. I can't even imagine how that happened.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my dad and my stepmom don't usually drink, and me and my boyfriend had a son at the time, too.
Oh, boy.
And we were sitting around. We drank one night, and I went downstairs and laid down and fell asleep, and my dad come down and got my boyfriend.
Then come down.
Dad come downstairs?
He came downstairs. Yeah, we were living at their house.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, he came downstairs and got him, and he said, come here, I got to show you something. And went in my dad's bedroom, and my stepmom was laying on the bed naked. And he asked him if he would sleep with her, and my boyfriend said no.
Just wanted a BJ?
How did you find this out?
Well, he told me last year.
Last year. And so, yeah. And this is your ex-boyfriend or current boyfriend?
My current boyfriend.
And so you've been sort of stewing about this all year?
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Do you blame your boyfriend?
No.
Well, he didn't do it, did he?
No, he didn't. And well, I don't think he did it at all, you know, because I don't think he would even tell me about it.
So, first of all, your boyfriend showed himself to be a respectable sort. Yeah. I imagine
too drunk to get it up.
Yeah. But I imagine, judging just by these behaviors, this wasn't the first hint that you had that your dad was an a-hole, lunatic.
Yeah.
All right. You've known he's a jerk your whole life, probably.
Well, I've been finding out stuff lately. Since I've been older, you know.
Right. Okay. So your dad's a jackass. Join the Loveline Club. I'm going to get some windbreakers made up. My dad's a jackass. My dad molested me. My dad raped my kid sister. Yeah. Join the my dad's a felon club.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here's the point. Now I don't trust the guy you're with because you came from your dad, and that makes your judgment bad. How is this guy?
He's fine.
He's fine?
You hesitated a little bit.
He what?
You hesitated a little bit. Is there anything about him?
No.
Does he drink?
No, we're occasional.
What's he do? What's he do for a living? Works on something?
Siding.
Yeah. No. That is marvelous work if you can get it. That's siding. Beautiful. All right, and how old is your child?
Well, he's 6 now.
And how are you doing with that child?
Fine.
Not in prison yet?
No.
Shocking. And you have any more kids?
Yeah.
Oh, how many?
How many?
One more.
Okay.
Year old.
You doing all right with them?
Yeah.
You giving them what they need? You taking care of them?
Yeah.
Is he the father of both of them?
Yeah.
All right, well, just, why don't you get married?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's an awfully big commitment. I mean, kids, that's one thing, but marriage, boy, that's huge.
Yeah, that's at least 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
what's up, Heather?
Well, I don't know. I just want to know if I should, like, I don't know, confront my dad or just not have anything to do with
him. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, move
don't
out,
have anything
get away,
to do with him.
Get married, have a life.
Don't have anything to do with him?
Well, not privately. I mean, I don't be alone with him. Don't live with them. Get out of there. Get married. Form a family. Be stable.
Okay. They don't live in this state, so.
Oh, easy.
That's good.
Good. Don't have any more kids either.
Okay.
All right there.
Thank you.
Good times with that siding, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's good-looking stuff. They have the wood grain finish on that. You get the vinyl sliding windows.
Nice.
Sometimes you act now, you get the trim package. They'll do the vinyl trim around the windows. Oh, putting up that siding. Especially, where is she calling from, Michigan?
Mm.
That's siding country.
You need that there, don't you?
You do. This time of year, though, that's a great gig, putting that siding up. Wind chill factor, 14 below. You're hanging off some scaffolding on some guy's crappy condo
is
out
that,
there.
Pretty much all the houses have that, right?
I don't know. Here, listen, if I got in a siding, here's what I like to do. I'll crawl inside the wall, let you guys side over me like Bad Ronald. Brian?
Yeah?
You're 17.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I was recently dirt jumping on my bike, and I wrecked and cut the handlebars in my penis. And I was wondering if there could be any long-term effects to it.
What move were you doing on your bike?
Tabletop.
Yeah. What other moves do you do?
Just no-handers and little basic tricks. I mainly street ride.
I see. Now, do you do those tabletops with the buddy pegs on the bike?
Yeah.
Yeah. Take those off. They're going up your ass. You understand?
Yeah.
It's the world's... You heard me say it 1,000 times. They have those pegs they put on the front and rear axles for doing acrobatic stuff, freestyle stuff on the street, but when you're 14 feet in the air and the bike is laid out on its side,
going through your chest wall,
that's basically a weapon now.
Yeah.
Why don't you staple a knife to your steering wheel while you're at it? Although you don't have a car. Okay.
So you got caught in the handlebars?
When I landed, I slipped and the handlebars turned, so like the edge of the handlebars was facing straight at my penis, and I flipped over. But I caught the handlebar. My penis caught on the handlebars, and when I landed, like the handlebars landed on my penis. Like I flipped, and then they landed. I was like still tucked on my bike, and it hit.
And so you went to the hospital?
No.
All right. Well, isn't that what he needs to do? There's an ounce of bogosity there too.
Yeah.
He used the word penis
way too many times.
Most guys who ride BMX use Johnson or Dork. According to my research.
Hey, listen, if he would have been airlifted somewhere, if that's actually what happened, his penis would have exploded. Seriously, that's what happens.
What do you mean his penis?
It'll rupture, yeah.
What do you mean he dinged it on his handlebars?
He claims he got it caught and smashed down. I mean, that's...
Well, he dinged it is what he did. Obviously, he didn't explode. His penis would have exploded. Julie?
Hello?
All right, so he needs to see a doctor, yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Julie?
Doctor.
What's up, Julie?
Well, Dr. Drew, but I don't think other than that. Maybe a psychiatrist, but I just have this dependency problem, and I'm really worried about it, because all throughout high school, I have been in long-term relationships with guys, and I've never really been single. But just now, recently, the guy that I'm with, feels like we've did the I love you thing, and it's kind of like I love him because I think I need him. My mom's really unhappy with the marriage with my dad, and I'm just really scared of ending up like that, I guess.
Well, if you just settle for guys and don't actually find a relationship that you want.
Yeah, it's not that, though. It's just, okay, the guys that I've been with have been good guys, and I think I'm just really scared of being single. I don't know what it is. And, I'm an attractive girl, and I have guys that ask me out and stuff, but it's just the initially talking to them and, getting to know, I'm really insecure about it.
Right. But, again, at 18, it's not so unusual to feel insecure about yourself and not have a clear sense of self. But you need to be single. That's what you need. You need to go figure out who you are. You need to date people. You need to decide what it is you want from a relationship. And you're not just settling for these things and getting stuck in them.
I put her on hold because her line was bad. Yeah. I really wasn't thinking much about her prom, I got to be honest. But you know what I was thinking?
Yeah.
Thinking we got to shake the world like an Etch-a-Sketch and start over.
Yeah.
Whatever we're working on as a community, as a civilization, it's just not worked out. Let's just admit it's not worked out. That's what I've learned from tonight. It's not worked out. We got to start over. I don't know if it's some sort of biblical Armageddon. I don't know what it is. I think we're fixing to start over. Yeah. I think we've gone too far in one direction, never really fix it again. I think there's more bad than good in society. I think we got to start over. That's all I'm saying. I'm thinking about joining one of those doomsday cults.
Nice.
Well, come on. Why not? You know what I mean?
Jeez, a week into the man show and already you wanted the end of the world to come.
Here's what I'm saying. If the world is going to end, let's end it this weekend. Let's not do it. I don't want to do it in 6 months when we wrap. Drew, do you ever get that feeling, though? We've gone too far south.
Yeah.
We should just start over.
Yeah.
Start from amoebas. Billy?
Yeah.
You're 17.
Yeah.
What's up?
My girlfriend attempted suicide on Sunday by taking a massive amount of Zoloft.
My.
Well, apparently she was on the phone with her ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of the epitome of everything that women hate about the male race.
How long ago did they break up?
About a month ago. And
yeah, and you came in there and we're going to solve everything. You're the good guy and gonna fix her.
What's going on there?
Yeah.
I'm trying, you know.
Weeks in, he's now the boyfriend. That's the ex-boyfriend.
Did she dump him or did he dump her?
Depends on which time, because they've had a history. They broke up.
Billy, you do not understand what you're involved with here. You don't get it at all.
Why was she talking to him?
She gets, like, the Zoloft was for her depression, and she's...
Why was she talking to her ex-boyfriend?
I don't know quite yet, because I haven't really been able to see her very much. She's in the hospital right now. I might get to see her tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. This is...
From what I understand, she was depressed and started thinking about, because he started off as a good guy, and she started thinking about all that and decided to call him up and talk to
Billy. She is still involved with this guy and still very much in love with him.
That's
guaranteed.
The problem is, though, every time I see her, she's like always...
Yeah, you're the life preserver. You're the life preserver right now,
mm-hmm.
and she's involved with this guy. That's it.
This is getting pretty cathartic for you. Is
no,
like this happened to you?
No.
Jesus Christ, you're the worst news in the world.
But it's reality. He's got to deal with it.
She's very much in love with him. Couldn't she be mildly in love with him?
It's a chaotic relationship, been going on and off for a long time. She happens to be talking to him and gets so upset by a conversation, which I guarantee there are many, many more.
Yes.
She tries to kill herself afterwards.
Right.
Okay.
That's not somebody who just sort of marginally involved with something.
Billy, I'm joining a doomsday cult. You want to go?
I'm seriously considering it.
Yeah, we'll go to a mountain. We'll get some freeze-dried food. What do you say?
name the place, man.
Folding chairs. We'll do it somewhere. We'll pick like a Nevada, like some old nuclear test site or something. We'll go to the mountains.
And to make, you know, Billy is the guy that if you talk to her, she's going to go, yeah, Billy's so sweet. He's so nice. He's been hanging around lately.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But Johnny, well, you know, the other one.
Dangerous Johnny. Yeah, well, listen. Here's how you know. If Billy knows that she called him and that she was thinking about him, you know, if he knows that much, think of what he doesn't know.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. She tried to kill herself after a phone conversation with the guy.
It's sad, but it's flattering. As a guy, you know.
Yeah, for the other guy, for Billy. Billy's the nice guy.
All right.
He's the codependent.
Okay.
Don't try to
Billy,
fix anything,
you're,
Billy.
You're in over your head here. Find yourself a nice, trouble-free gal. Or if she wants to do something, fine. But don't make something out of something that isn't.
I mean, she's not invited him to come visit at the hospital. I bet you the other guy's been there a ton. I'm sure of it.
Drew, you ought to be a counselor. You ought to work with young kids
who are going through tough relationships.
He needs to deal with reality.
Yeah,
probably had sex with her right in the hospital bed, son. Yeah, smell his finger, I'm sure. I know he got some. All right, you're wonderful. Drew?
Yeah.
Caller Drew, you're 17?
Yep.
Your testicle went up inside your body and has not returned?
Adam, actually, I made that up.
Oh, okay.
I know that you're a big-time guy in Hollywood and everything. And
that's right.
You got connections, right?
Sure, I'm big-time.
Well, my...
Highly respected.
Okay, hold on there, Jackoff. We got to take a break.
All right.
You really have... Okay, you may hold on for just a few minutes.
No, this is really important, though. Seriously.
All right, hold on. I'm sure it's going to be a big break for me when he comes back. All right, we will return. I don't want to talk to him. I want to let him hang on for a few minutes because I know he's got nothing to say.
Then we have one call.
We can talk to Casey. She's attracted to guys who are...
Wait, here we go, this one.
Drew, trying to put your hand in front of the screen. We'll talk to Steve, who's 16, his girlfriend wants them to have a threesome with another guy. There we go. All right, after that. Yeah. Love line, everybody. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Spoo over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Mark L. Wahlberg, host of Temptation Island and comeback host of the year. We'll be in here tomorrow
night.
Is
your title for him?
My title for him is comeback host of the year.
Yeah.
Here's a guy who had his own TV show, The Mark Wahlberg Show, a syndicated daytime talk show. Lasted a couple of rabbit's heartbeats. No, it didn't last very long.
It wasn't 2 years?
We'll have him tomorrow, but I don't think so. Went away, fell on hard times. Before you know it, he's doing audience warm-up, which is a good gig if you're out of show business, but not a great gig if you're in show business, for my buddy Jimmy Kimmel's Win Ben Stein's Money. And we're looking at each other going, oh, man, hope something picks up for the guy. And now look at him. He's on the hottest show on television. Steve?
Hey.
Hey.
I got something for you real quick.
You're six. Oh, a fart?
Yes.
Sweet.
Did you get that?
Yeah. Is that, are you one of those guys who can fart when he wants?
Yeah.
Nice.
Adam, your name's all over my right shoe. Drew, yours is on the left.
Fantastic.
Wow, I finally made a shoe.
How gay of you.
No, I don't, I mean, I love you guys, but not like in a sexual way.
You're not
gay, Steve.
You take a BJ from Drew. Be honest.
And if I closed my eyes and pretended it was his wife.
That's right, just to tell his wife. Just to tell your friends. All right, Steve, you got a question?
Yeah, well, it's actually not that one. My real one is
All right, listen, we got to discourage the not that one, one.
How is it that every call is a jack-off?
Don't know.
Well, we've never had that before. Except last night. Last night, we got a train going here.
I know there is a cyclical nature to this world. Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's like there's freeway shootings or there's not. There's pit bull attacks or there's not. You notice how that works?
Yeah.
Things come in bunches.
Oh, yeah.
Bogus call night. Drew?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. So you called, and this wasn't your call either.
Well, I kind of do have a question about my testicles, but that wasn't exactly it.
I go.
Okay, well, do you want to hear my question or what I wanted to say earlier?
Both.
Okay, well, first of all, what I wanted to say was, I know you're a big-time guy in Hollywood, and you have all these connections, and I had a kind of a favor to ask you. Is there any possible way that you could hook me up with a porn star to go to my prom with?
Oh, my God.
By that time, I will be 18, so no, like...
There is an interesting man show opportunity.
No, I don't want to do anything with her. Just, you know, just the fact to go to prom with a porn star would be, like, the raddest thing ever.
Yes, if you were my nephew, I would do it.
Oh, come on, Adam, I'm an avid listener, and I love you.
I know, but you understand, if I get a porn star for you, then I have to get a porn star for everyone.
No, but it's, like, an original idea to ask you that, so, like, I'm the first.
No, you're not. I'm besieged with those sorts of requests.
A porn star?
Yes. All right. What is your next question?
I actually, like, one of my testicles is, like, lower than the other one.
That's normal.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Enjoy.
That's fine. No problem. I've had to have my underpants modified to accommodate my lower testicle. It's worth it, though.
You have a lower and an upper?
I have a lower and upper, and then a mid testicle.
Oh, really?
That isn't seen very often by the public. Katrina?
Yeah.
You're 17.
Uh-huh.
What is your bona fide problem for us tonight?
Okay, it might not sound bad, but it is to me. Okay, like 7 months ago, my best friend's brother has always been like just a flirt, and it's like a funny thing. And then one time, we really did have sex, and it was like a big mistake, and I regretted it. And then
why was it a mistake?
Because my best friend, like the best friend in the world, like a sister, love her more than anything, would do anything for her. She's awesome, and it's the only thing she's kind of ever said. Just don't ever do that because it would be awkward.
I see. So she asked you not to do it.
Kind of like
you did it. Let me cut beneath that one more layer and just interpret that she sex with him and he blew her off, and that's why it was a mistake.
Well, no, like. I don't like that. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
It, like before when he was just kidding, like, you know, making passes and stuff.
But you liked the guy.
You liked him and he didn't follow through.
No, I don't like him.
You don't?
I do, but like in a crush sort of way, nothing that I'd want to pursue, like long term or like not a boyfriend for me. Maybe I don't know.
Because he's not interested.
No, he is.
Okay. All right. You do like him as a crush.
Yeah.
But he.
And you've had sex with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to have a relationship.
And you're 17.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go out with him?
Okay, well, the underlying thing here is just, like, that she's always said, you know, it'd be awkward, I don't want you coming over to see him, blah, blah, blah.
Well,
and, are you sure he likes you?
Yeah, I think it's like 50% convenience. You know, I'm always over.
I'm not sure you're so sure he likes you.
Yeah, I'm completely going down that path.
I'm confused.
Okay, yeah, I should say.
You're confused about us, you're confused about him?
I'm confused about you.
Okay, listen. Let me just make my case for him and you. You had sex with him.
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
It was kind of like the whole time. I was just like, why are you doing this?
So you regretted it?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? And then after you had sex, what happened?
Oh, like we were cool. We talked. We're still friends. This was like 7 months ago.
Okay. And you have a crush on him.
You know what? I don't even really have a crush on him until he starts flirting with me again.
All right.
The attention might be
all right.
You see the level of denial here?
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Everything's qualified and thought out. Man.
Yeah. I don't have a crush. Well, I have a crush on him, but only because he likes me.
Yeah. Only when he shows interest.
Yes. I slept with him. I didn't want to sleep with him. No, I don't like him. I have a crush on him, but not as a boyfriend. He likes me.
But he doesn't really.
But not really.
It's just convenient.
Yes. Listen, Katrina. You are interested in this guy. I'm not saying you're in love with him. You have an interest in
him. That's right.
You don't feel sure that he's interested in you.
Because he isn't.
And he probably isn't.
He isn't.
Probably not. And you're hesitating, and you're probably right.
If he were really into her, do you think it would stop him that it was his sister's best friend?
Hell no.
Of course not. That's the point. So he's not into her.
The whole reason my parents had a girl,
a sister.
My sister, so I could get laid. They admitted that to me. I said, my dad pulled me aside. He was drunk, but it was at Thanksgiving about 4 years ago. He said, you know the reason we had your sister Lauren?
First he said, "Good, nice cranberries, Adam."
Yeah, good cranberries.
Yeah, thanks.
And then he said, you know why we had your sister? So we could help you get laid, son. We knew you'd have a difficult time getting along with that nappy hair and those big teeth, and we knew you needed help. But I said, wait a minute, Dad, she's older than I am. And then he stopped for a minute, and he said, wait a minute, that's why we had you. And then he started laughing like a madman. Casey?
Hello?
You're 14.
Yeah, like, I'm really attracted to older guys. Like, I wouldn't even consider going out with a guy that's, like, under 20.
Yeah.
And, like, I was just wondering, like,
okay, have you gone out with any older guys?
Yeah.
How old?
The oldest?
Yeah.
40.
How old did he think you were?
At first he didn't know how old I was, but, like, after that I told him he didn't care anymore.
Yes. Love does not ask to see your ID. And did you have sex with him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he was 40.
Yeah.
Oh, I just pray a safe lands on that guy as he's walking down the street. And why did you two break up?
I don't know. Like, I wasn't really, I don't know. I didn't, like, after a while, I just, like, didn't really like him anymore, so I broke up.
Well, they had probably different priorities in life. He wanted to travel more. She wanted to write a report on Huck Finn.
Yeah.
You know how it goes?
He was looking into retirement living.
And I don't know, but I mean, it's like, I don't know.
I see. And where's your dad?
My dad, he's downstairs.
And what did you hear the way she said that even?
Yeah. What did he do? What's up with him?
He didn't, he was abusive to me.
What kind of abuse?
Not sexual abuse, it's like physical abuse, and,
But then somebody sexually abused you after that, huh?
My sister.
Fascinating.
Your sister sexually abused you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one...
That'll cross your wires a little bit.
Yeah, my wires are crossed. Yeah. I mean, you don't hear about that very often. Yeah. How old is your sister now?
She's 20, she's 6 years older than me.
Mm. And when did she sexually abuse you?
She stopped when I was about 6, and I think I think it was about 3 or 4.
Wow.
She started.
Somebody sexually abused her.
Oh, yes, of course.
How's she doing now? She have a bunch of kids?
Oh, no, she's in college right now.
Lesbian.
Yeah. Barber College?
Huh?
What, really?
Yeah.
All right, is she a lesbian?
No. No, she has a boyfriend. I don't know. I think she was just going to, like, a experimental stage or whatever, but...
No, Casey. She was profoundly abused.
Experimental
herself.
Stage when you're 9 and you're raping your 3-year-old sister or whatever it is?
Most people experiment like that, don't they?
Well, let's not judge. This was the mid-80s.
God.
That was a different day, Drew. Come
Casey,
on.
Please get some help with this. This is a huge mess. Huge.
Okay. As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk to her a little more when we're
talking.
All right, after that. Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Mark L. Wahlberg will be in here tomorrow night, the host of Temptation Island, to tell us all about the success of that show. And until then, we'll get back to the phones and speak to KC, who's 14. Now, we spoke to KC before we went to break. KC has dated a 40-year-old man, only attracted to older guys. Dad was physically abusive.
Sister was sexually abusive.
Right, Casey?
Yeah.
And so you've been through a lot in your 14 years.
Yeah.
And now you're making some bad decisions.
Right.
I don't know. I don't really, like, look at them as bad decisions. I mean, like...
I know you don't. That's part of why you make them.
Right. That's what victims do. They find victimizers and go ahead and let them do their thing.
I mean, like, a lot of people think that these guys are taking advantage of me, and a lot of them are. But, I mean, some of them are just, like, out of their mind. Like, okay, I've gone out with, like, maybe 20 guys in the past 2 years that have been older than me.
Yeah.
6 or 7 of them have proposed to me, wanting to marry me. They have given up a lot just to, like, be with me. They've told their family about how old I am, and their family, their friends have lost, like, all, like, respect. And then, I mean, like...
You're not making a case for these guys, Casey. They're either... victimizers or nuts.
Is either in a band or he's nuts. I was going to say it could be a country or blues singer. Or he's nuts. None of these guys were in bands, were they?
No.
Then
well,
they're...
one of them was.
Oh, really? Mm. Okay, well, he's okay. The rest, nuts. All right, so Casey, what are you going to do?
I don't know, like, I'm sort of, like, seeing this guy now, but I don't, like, I...
How old is he?
28.
28? Oh, you know, we say this time and time again, when you're 25... You're going to cringe when you think about this guy and how effed up he is and what a piece of work he is. Do you understand that he's fundamentally flawed? That
yeah.
there's nothing he could say or do that would make him right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're dating guys, only guys who are flawed.
Yeah.
And it's going to get you into big trouble.
Right.
So.
Me into trouble?
Yes.
Yes, you.
How is it going to get me into trouble?
Because these are not good guys you're dating.
Okay.
You understand? You're going to get abused again.
That's all that's happening.
Well, you're being abused now.
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So you need to get some help.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Can you talk to a counselor or somebody?
I already have a therapist.
Oh, you do?
All right, good. You're telling her about all this stuff?
Yeah, but I don't know. She's not helping. I've gone to her for about, like, 3 years, and...
Are you telling her about these behaviors?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're saying you're dating this guy, and he's 28?
Yeah.
And what, does she say?
She just basically tells me that I shouldn't do it, but, I mean, like, she doesn't tell my mom or anything.
Why doesn't she have these guys arrested?
My mom? Well, no. She has.
This will be your therapist. She knows you're sleeping with these guys?
Well, some of them. Well, I don't sleep with all of them, just some of them. And,
she missed the point of my question.
She doesn't, like, really... she doesn't, like, know. I tell her that I sleep with some of them and everything, but, I mean, she can't really do anything about it because she doesn't know who they are.
I see.
Okay, but she's telling you it's not a good idea.
Yeah.
Why don't you listen to her?
Okay.
I mean, I know it's easier said than done, but at a certain point, everybody, you just have to do something. Do you know what I mean? I mean, your therapist tells you, your friends tell you, your counselor tells you, your parents tell you, everyone tells you, we tell you something. But at a certain point, it comes down to you.
It's up to you.
It's your decision. Whether you're 14 and have a history of abuse or whether you're 100 and have no abuse, you have to make the decision not to go down this path. And there's nothing we can do other than ask you to do that. Okay. Mike?
Yes?
You're 19?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I just found out this afternoon that my girlfriend had cheated on me with my best friend.
Oh, boy.
How long have you been boyfriend and girlfriend with her?
It's been about over a year.
How'd you find out?
My best friend came by this afternoon and told me.
Why did he tell you?
Because he felt really bad about it, and He just needed to tell me. He figured I should know.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. Don't believe him.
Either.
He's in love with her.
Yeah. And they're going to be carrying on as a couple now.
Is he in love with her?
No, it's a one screwed up time that's what he says. And he wanted to tell me that, you know, if I...
Oh, this call's bogus. Yeah. Either.
That if I don't want to be friends with him anymore, he'd be fine with that. He'd understand. And, you know, just to try and forgive her for it.
What does she say?
I haven't talked to her yet. She's not at home right now. She's out at work, and I probably won't be able to talk to her till like after midnight. And I just need to know. I just,
what does she do for a living?
Right now, she's working at a Jack in the Box, just fast food.
I see. Well, you don't want to lose that catch. She's going places, baby.
Well, I don't know why the guy told you that. Something's funny about that. Unless they have plans, the two of them.
He's just a good friend of mine. He cares about me that much. I mean, we've known each other for like...
Well, again,
years.
People do that to relieve their own guilt. You know what I mean? It's not.
How long have they been carrying on?
It was just this one time.
When was it?
I believe probably about 4 days ago or so.
How did it happen?
I don't know.
You didn't ask him that?
I didn't ask him that. I couldn't. I could barely speak when he told me.
Wow.
All right. So, when your girlfriend, do you live with her?
No, we live in separate houses. We still live with our parents.
Okay. Wow. So, you're going to break up with her?
I don't want to. I just don't know what to do.
Has this relationship been having problems?
No, not really. This is the first time that's ever happened.
Why don't you want to break up with her?
Because I love her with all my heart.
How old is she?
She's 19, too. She's only about a month older than me.
Yeah. Well, do you think you'll be able to forgive her?
That's my problem. I want to, but I don't know if I can let myself.
Well, if you can't, you have to break up.
Yeah, I know.
That's not a relationship, then. But if you were able to, I mean, 19-year-olds do things to each other, let's face it. You know what I mean? People in 19 and 20s, they don't treat each other well in relationships.
No, and this kind of stuff happens way, way more than we'd like it to.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Are you in love with her? If you can get over it, and she wants to get over it.
Right. Now, she may be sort of on her way out. This may be part of her way of escaping.
Yeah. Yeah. But see, he can't lose her because that's his connection to those curly fries.
Oh, okay.
The guy over at Jack in the Box?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd hang on to her, milk her for her curly fries, and then dump her when I met a chick who worked at Arby's or something.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Move on to that roast beef. I don't know. Just confront her. Don't do anything stupid. Don't be drunk. See what she has to say. And if you can work it out, work it out. All right. Jackie?
Hi.
You're 25. What's up?
I don't know. I just am having this problem. I don't know if it's like a self-respect or a self-esteem issue.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been, I don't know. I've fallen into this habit of like looking and following desire and going for a first night thing that I don't like because, you know, guys will be guys and when they get the milk, they run. But I'm wondering what goes on. Like, how come I'm a smart, intelligent, professional woman, you know, done with school, raised well, and everything, and I don't know why I am letting myself do this, you know, and I know that it's using...
Jackie the Riddler?
Yeah. What are they doing? What are you doing with these guys? Having sex with them?
Sometimes.
How often
sometimes
is this happening?
Draw the line.
How often is it happening?
About once a month, I think. Whenever I meet a new guy and we're getting along good, I like to give them the benefit of the doubt. And
where do you meet them?
You get passionate. Some online, some around the neighborhood.
Online?
Out.
Others around the neighborhood?
What?
Like
you guys pushing shopping carts, that kind of thing? Just walking?
No, I live out in the beach area. And,
oh, I see. Well, it is true. The beach is, it's really...
camping.
It's like you're camping, yes. It's like it's a bunch of stoned people and Zoris who are out to get laid. And guys just walk around carrying around coolers of wine coolers, and they just meet chicks. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. So, hey, what beach are you at?
I'm real close to Venice. Marie.
Oh, yeah. It's Sodom and Gomorrah over there. So
why? I mean, when I know better.
Well, do you?
You just follow.
All right. Have you had any? You had any good? Do you want these to turn into long-term relationships?
You know, I'm picky, and I don't go for anyone. But when I find someone that I would like to, then I let down some guards, and it always goes bad. You know?
Sort of, but not really.
How picky
are you? You're sleeping with a new guy every other week.
Well,
are guys you meet on the street. Why don't you go meet people through friends? You understand?
Do you have friends?
Well, I'm new to the area, so.
Okay. And what about, where do you work?
I work at a hospital.
Uh-oh. Mm. That's bad. Nurse?
Yeah.
Yeah. Codependent. What's up with dad? Alcoholic?
Parents.
No.
What's up with the parents?
Sometimes.
Don't trust those nurses.
Huh?
What's up with your parents?
They're married, 31 years.
All right.
Little brother, good family.
Sometimes alcoholic, she said. Whatever that means.
Who's a sometimes alcoholic?
No, I occasionally drink.
What about your parents?
Parents occasionally drink.
Yeah. Did you have to take care of either one of them?
Nope.
They were totally independent?
Totally independent. We've had foster kids.
Uh-oh. What did they do to you?
Nothing. I've had no abuse, nothing.
Really? Did you resent your parents for bringing in foster kids?
Yeah.
You resent it? You understand what
I'm saying? I don't resent it. I think it was very good. I miss some of them, but, you know.
How many of them were there?
We've had three. And then we did, like, refugee families for a while. And
Are your parents some sort of bizarre, they have some bizarre religion or something?
No.
What are they?
Just a normal family.
No, it's not normal.
Okay. Why?
Whatever it is isn't normal.
People.
Yeah, but it's not normal.
All right, but hold on.
It's fine. It's great, but it's not normal.
Yeah. Now, it's interesting that her family helped a lot of people. Now, she's helping people via the nursing, mm-hmm. and it sounds great.
On paper.
But there's something else going on.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is yet. Jackie?
Yes.
Do you have that sort of take care of sort of gene?
That's what aggravates me, is because I spend my entire life taking care of other people, and I don't take care of myself.
All right, well, here's what happened. Here's what happened growing up. Your parents spent their life taking care of other people and not nourishing you. So you didn't develop an adequate sense of yourself. So your whole sense of worth comes now from helping other people.
Mm-hmm.
And what's inside you is actually rather empty.
Mm-hmm.
And until you develop a clearer, fuller sense of yourself and ability to regulate your own affect and have more competency of self, you're not going to be able to go out there and attract and or know what's attractive to you. It's a mess.
Very good.
It's a mess. You've got it. You need therapy. You really do. On paper, it sounds great. The reality is your parents couldn't be parents.
Unlike Drew's kids, who are going to lie around their adult life yelling, "Fan me," and more peeled grapes.
That's right. They know what they want.
They're not taking care of anybody. Yeah, so it's a balance you got to strike. You got to take care of them, and you got to let them take care of themselves.
Yeah,
she
didn't get adequate nourishment, and that's why the relationships are so empty, because she's empty.
That is a weird message to send to your kids, and yet I don't want to criticize your parents too much for doing what is a noble thing, but you have kids, and here's your new brothers and sisters. We're going to take care of them, and then we're going to take care of some other kids. We're going to take some other kids, and you can help us take care of them.
As a friend of mine said once, when I was talking about people who have 6 and 7 kids in the house, I said, how do they do it? Like, they must love being parents. And this one smart friend of mine said, no, they don't like being parents.
Let the kids be parents.
Kids take care of each other. And, you know, what you can't be parents with that many kids.
Right. Julie?
Yeah.
You're 19.
Yes,
What's
am.
Up?
Nothing.
All right.
I don't know what's wrong with me, but every time after I have sex, I get totally grossed out by the guy. Don't even want him to touch me or be near me or anything.
Uh-huh. Does he want his money back?
Shut up.
All right.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
All right. Well, we'll get to the bottom of it.
How often is this happening?
After every time I have sex.
Same guy?
Yeah.
So you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
And how long have you been with this guy?
For like 6 months.
And even with the same guy for 6 months, you still have this feeling every time.
Yeah.
And is there anything you need to tell us about associations you have with your sexuality?
I don't know.
Well, give us some hints. Were you told?
Like what?
Were you told that it's bad or dirty, or did you?
No. Well, growing up, yeah, my parents are really religious, and
there you have it.
It was all just a big, like, bad, like, fetish, weird.
Are you Mormon?
Yeah.
I see. So they told you sex is bad and sex is dirty.
You feel guilty.
And now you have sex and you feel bad and dirty.
Well, maybe.
But you just called and said you felt dirty, you felt grossed out. Right?
Yeah. That
makes perfect sense, right?
Yeah.
Time to grow up now and make some choices for yourself. Decide what you think about it. Not all that stuff from your past bearing down on you. You got to decide for yourself. And, you know, if you're going to live with integrity and you do think it's gross and bad, then they don't do it so much. You don't feel
well,
so bad.
I don't think it's bad.
Okay. Yep.
I enjoy it.
That's
but
fine.
Then after, I'm just grossed out by it.
No,
I have
she
no
can't.
Problems with having sex.
You hear
that's
that?
Not.
That repetition, right? It's,
yeah.
Hey, you can choose not to have sex because you truly believe it's not, you know, it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go ahead and have it and let go of all those preconceptions that other people have about it.
Yeah.
All right. Let go of it.
Makes sense.
All right, Julie. I'm sure you'll go far. I don't care.
I feel like I was at the blackjack table with her.
Listen, I don't think she was going to do any. I don't. Here's what I don't understand. If you call the show with a fairly basic problem, and then we go ahead and figure out what your past is based on your problem, you come from a religious family, your parents are Mormon, they told you sex was dirty, and then we make the connection as to why you feel grossed out and dirty after you have sex. We've worked all that out. Now we've given you the answer. It's not necessarily the solution, it's just the answer.
Yeah.
You have to make it the solution.
Right.
But I don't think she really heard that or even made the connection.
The repetition compulsion is too profound.
Okay, just keep having sex and feel dirty.
Right.
Fine.
And if you know, the thing about
paycheck.
Integrity is, you know, if you live with integrity, you can really, you don't have those bad feelings, right? The integrity is, I don't like having sex, it's dirty, so I don't have it. Hey, I feel good about it, and I can listen to my instincts about it, that's fine. Or, I do like it, that's how I feel about it, all that crap that people have been telling me, that's them. And I'm still living with integrity.
Well, you got to do one or the other, is what Drew is saying. Because the way it's worked out now is you're getting the sex and then the bad.
Right.
And the guy doesn't care, you know, guys. Emily?
Yeah.
You're 16.
Yeah.
What's up?
I lost my virginity to this guy on February 5th. And we didn't use any kind of protection. And mm-hmm. I got really scared and I told my mom.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And he's 18 and a half,
mm-hmm.
and she's pressing charges.
Nice.
It's usually the parents that press charges and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like him?
Yeah, I do a lot.
Is he your boyfriend?
No.
Is he still involved with you?
Yeah, he calls me and keeps in contact with me. And
does he know what's going to happen here?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, boy.
He found out, and he's been calling me about 20 times today.
Yeah, do you trying to make dates, or does he want to talk to your mom's attorneys?
He just wants to see what the hell's going on, and...
Yeah. Well,
yeah. And I don't know what to do, because I told my mom, I was like, yeah, you know, Cody and me got pretty physical. She's like, how physical? I'm like, well, as physical as you can get, and she just blew up.
Yeah.
You're grounded from guys until you're 17, and blah, 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 and you're not mature enough, and then by the end of that conversation, she was, like, telling me that it was rape, and that he was going to pay.
Oh. Where's your dad?
He's in Idaho.
All right, and where's your mom's dad? Where's Grandpa?
He's in Idaho too.
With Dad?
No. Just, no.
They're just coincidentally in Idaho together?
Yeah, I think that's where the retards live.
Well, that's not true. They're a little slow, but I wouldn't call them retards. They have a disability. Retards a very strong word for people who live in Idaho.
My dad is, though.
Your dad, and didn't you assume that your mom was going to wig out a little when you told her about this?
Yeah, but I thought that she'd be kind of
more supportive
because I came to her.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah,
that's what they tell you, so you can come to them, and then they spaz out on you.
Yeah, and then you tell them, and you're completely open with them, and they invite the cops over to your house. And
he can get in a lot of trouble. I mean, he's in for it.
Yeah, mom is. I'm sort of half with her, but then I understand she's got some energy here. Saying you were raped and that kind of thing?
In the eyes of the law, she was.
Well, but really, the guy's 2 years older. She likes him to have consensual sex.
In California, that actually would not have been the problem, would it?
Yeah. Well, here, they give the guy a medal.
The thing is, he has a girlfriend.
Ooh.
See, but he won't admit it to me.
How do you know about it?
From his best friend, because he's one of my really good friends.
All right. Hey, Emily?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about this episode in your life. It'll be just that. It'll be, you know what, Emily?
Yeah.
Here's what you got to do.
Okay.
I know you're right in the middle of it, and it's hard to see outside of this dust bowl you're in.
Yeah.
This is going to be a good story for you one day.
Yeah.
You'll have a big laugh about it. I guarantee it.
And Mom's reaction in terms of how she's dealing with Emily is not necessarily bad in terms of wanting to give her consequences and things.
Yeah.
It's just the big, big reaction is the one that's going to be unfortunate.
And I'm not too sorry for this guy. He's 18 and a half. He's got a girlfriend. Starts diddling around with a 16-year-old. And he gets popped.
Yeah.
Now he's calling. Now he's very concerned.
20 times a day.
Very concerned.
Honey child.
I like that. All right. Let him suffer a little. And Emily will learn a lesson, too, and everyone will be humiliated. And Mom can seek her vengeance for when she was raped, possibly.
Yeah.
Because the fact that she says this is rape and has a little energy with it makes me a little bit nervous. But she can have her sort of cathartic experience through her child, and everyone will be happy. Drew, we'll get our paychecks, right?
Nice.
Chris?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
I'm just really, really glad that I got through. I mean, I've been trying to call you guys for the last year. It's always busy.
Yeah.
When I masturbate, I always think about my girlfriend, right? But
me too.
When I think about her, I think about her being with other guys with me there.
Did you say you've been calling for a year with this call?
Well, it's not been just this one call, you know.
I see.
Like, this one's been on my mind quite a bit.
General questions about your sexuality. Well, hold on a second. Not this one per se, but other ones dealing with his genital region. All right, we'll take ourselves a little break. This is a common fantasy that guys have, and I think they commonly look at it as screwed up.
Yeah, it is.
It is, but yet it's very common.
Yes, yes.
And it doesn't necessarily mean anything about the guy.
Right.
So we'll explore it when we come back, and we'll try to make Chris feel better about himself after this. Chris?
Yes.
You're 25.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
When I masturbate, I usually do it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You think of your girlfriend.
With other guys.
With other guys.
With other guys. And
now, wait a second. Hold on. Is this with other guys she has been with or other guys that you have sort of concocted?
Fantasy guys.
They're usually other guys that I know, but ones that I don't like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
but not anyone she's actually had a relationship with.
Well, yeah, that too. You know, she's like told me about, you know, her past and, you know, what the guy she's with.
I will tell you, to me, the feeling that hearing about these kinds of fantasies create in me,
mm-hmm.
are the same feeling I get when guys are preoccupied about anal sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Their penis smells.
Anal sex?
But that's the same vibe I get.
Right. These are guys that like women, but they're a little aggressive, and they have some hostility.
Some degradation in there.
Yes, and they're sort of building a little case against them.
Yeah.
And it keeps you at an arm's length. You never get to have the intimacy.
Yeah, I mean, we only had anal sex, like, maybe...
How did I know that?
Well, everyone has anal sex.
I beg your pardon.
But...
Most everyone has anal sex these days.
I'm not, like, really into the anal aspect of it.
Right. I don't think you are. And I don't think that's what you were saying. Were you saying that, Drew?
No, you were saying it's
the same vibe.
Same vibe, yeah. That's
not
all.
The same camp.
Yeah.
You have the degradation... what did I say?
Degradation
camp, and this is the anal camp. I like to hang out in the BJ camp. That's my camp.
Yeah.
You see? Drew hangs out by the ATM in the front of the camp.
You're at the boobs and blowjobs.
I'm in the boobs and blowjob camp. That's me. But here's the thing. You have an issue with women. You don't want to become that close, that intimate with them, and this keeps you a little bit apart. It keeps that feeling. Yeah, of a little distance. You know what I mean? I do the same thing. I got the same thing.
Oh, do you really?
Uh-huh.
It's interesting. I was reading tonight about you, about people that have what you have, about I was reading about kids that aren't sort of nourished properly during childhood and whatnot. And some kids, if they're over sort of aroused, overstimulated, you know, the parents need them to be super, you know, available to them and stuff, develop a sympathetic and sort of they're high strung. And there's another sort of version of that, which goes the other way with kids sort of become hopeless and give up that they're ever going to get the nourishment they need and they become difficult to arouse.
Yeah.
And those people typically avoid being noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my move.
Yeah, you can't get your engine started. Nothing arouses you, nothing, you know.
Well, no, nothing. I mean, I like, you know, I like woodworking model airplanes.
That's
what gets me going. But, no, yeah, I got the same thing.
Yeah.
I understand that. And I think Chris is that way, too. And listen, all you can do is work on it. And that's it. You go to a little therapy, and you're 25. It does get better with age. Mm-hmm. I was much worse at 25 than I am at 36.
Because the aggression of the biology is all there.
More energy.
Yeah.
Just more fuel driving that engine. Scott?
Yeah.
You're 19. What's up?
Yeah. I started seeing this girl a while ago, and I've seen her for a couple weeks. We were having sex, and kind of lost interest. And so I just kind of did the weekend thing where I'd hook up with her on the weekends. And
how long did this go on for?
Say for about a month or so. She caught on to that pretty quick, though, and she asked me what was going on, and so I just tried to end it with her, and she kept calling, so I just tried to mean approach, told her, leave me alone, and then she just shows up places I'm at, and she tries to go out with my friends and stuff, and I can't get her to leave me alone. I'm 2 seconds away from kneecapping her, just put her out of commission for a while, and leave me alone.
Is kneecapping or shooting her in the knee? Or just, hey, Scott?
Yeah.
You just send a consistent message to her.
Yeah.
And, oh, boy, God knows what kind of shape she's in. Spend a lot of time with Scott.
But, Scott, this is the consequences of your behavior. You created the situation. You've harmed her with your behavior. Deal with it, okay? Be a little bit empathic.
She'll leave you alone. First off, Scott doesn't know what empathic means, number one. And I learned what empathic meant 6 months ago, for Christ's sake.
Be considerate.
Could you do that, Scott?
I'll try.
And be firm at the same time.
She'll give up eventually. Just don't give her anything to go on.
Hey, listen, though. I was just talking about women and all that kind of stuff. You know, I never had sex with any woman that I didn't like more than once. You know what I mean? I never struck up a relationship with someone
just
I wasn't that into.
Just for sex.
No, I knew it screwed with them.
Yeah.
And I wasn't into it.
Yeah.
And I really don't like when guys do that. And guys do that.
All the time.
And I don't understand that. I know you have probably done 1,000 times more than I have. No one would believe
times?
It. I would say 1,000. I would say 10,000. 10,000 times. I've never had a sexual relationship where I did not like the person, where it wasn't some beer-fueled one-night stand kind of thing. We never went any further than that. Some guys will just any port in a storm kind of thing. They treat it like a job. It's like, I don't like this job, but I got to pay the bills.
But right now it's...
I'll hang out for 4 or 5 months, see if I can, you know, pay off the cable bill, and then I'll jump out.
It's awful.
They do it.
Yeah.
Ladies, this is what guys do. Listen, if a guy ain't in, he ain't in. And if he's saying, if you're on some kind of every other weekend maintenance schedule and you guys have known each other for a month and a half, he ain't in.
Right.
Know it. If you want to keep doing it, fine. Just understand it.
What it is. Yeah, accept it.
Right. Renee?
Yeah.
You're 26.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I have been going out with this guy and we're just like goofing buddies. He's a little bit younger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the first guy I've ever met that doesn't like head. And it's kind of an affront to me, I guess.
She's insulted.
That's an affront to you and and God. And me. And my family.
I totally love going down, and that's like, you know, ultimate power kind of, it's a power trip thing for me, I guess. And it's...
Let's examine that for a second.
My job getting over something.
Let's examine that for a second.
She's like a Superman with kryptonite.
Yeah.
She has no powers over men anymore. How much power do you need, baby? Why is that important to you?
Don't you think she's deluding herself that that's a power move?
What?
Yeah. Who's blowing who?
Yeah. This is what I understand. Women consider, I'm empowered by this. No, you're being used for this.
Yeah.
No, I totally like it.
I understand that, but the fact that you think it's a powerful position...
No, it's not necessarily a powerful position. It's just, it's like, I can totally come just giving a guy head.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You got a sister?
Yeah, but she's a virgin.
Yeah. Well, when I'm done with her.
But he's 19.
Hmm. Well, some guys don't like
your
it.
Your boyfriend's 19?
He's not my boyfriend. We're just, like, goofing
back. Oh, okay. What happened? You got divorced?
Actually, I've been divorced for 2 years.
Yeah. Shocking. Shocking.
Shocking.
This is such a typical story, Renee.
I know. You got married a little young, right?
My sister actually used to babysit him.
Okay.
Okay. No, but your right. your deal. Well, your deal,
I'm,
Renee.
I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to read Renee, all right?
Yeah.
First off, nuts is a bat in a belfry. Mm-hmm. You got married young.
No, actually, I got married about 3 years ago.
And you've been divorced for 2 years?
Yeah. It didn't last very long. I've known the guy for
You knew years. The guy for
yeah.
a long time?
The point is,
yeah,
it was...
He's 44.
Oh.
Wait a minute. When did you... how old were you when you met this guy?
19.
And he was like 41 or something?
No, he would have been like 38.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you met him at 19. He was 38.
Yeah.
You dated for some years.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You got married.
Had
a few kids. I was going to read. That was all part of my read,
yeah,
by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah.
The guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He didn't treat you right.
Absolutely.
In fact, it was very painful, awful.
Right. You got out, and now you're with some guy. And the thing is you're horny because this guy wasn't showing you attention.
No, actually, it's been 2 years. I've been celibate for 2 years. And, mm-hmm. And I...
But now you're hooked into a nonsense relationship
right.
that can't go anywhere because...
I don't want a relationship.
That's
the point, right? Listen to what we're saying, is that people with your history will look for, like, a boy toy. They take some young guy who is way younger than they are, and they just go, whatever, you know,
well,
just
actually,
at least...
I have somebody that's my age, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just weird because...
What do you mean you have someone that's your age, too?
I'm going out with somebody that is 25, also.
Hey, baby. Hey, mama.
You have two kids,
you
right?
You got two kids, right, Screwball?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
All right. Listen.
I'm very responsible. I don't date when my kids are home. When they go with their dad on the weekend is when I go out. I don't party. I don't, you know, drink around my kids. I don't smoke, anything like that.
All right.
When they're gone on the weekend with their father is the only time I go out.
But you understand, they still have to be raised by crazy mama.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't leave the crazy in the car when you go inside, right? I mean, you're still nuts.
All right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You got problems, yeah. right?
Oh, sure.
All right.
I agree.
All right. Your dad's some kind of piece of work?
Actually, I don't know my dad. Mm. I have a stepdad, and he's absolutely wonderful.
When did he come in the picture?
Later.
When I was about 5.
Yeah.
Something happened.
So I think my mother that she married him. I mean, he's absolutely
okay.
wonderful.
All right. All right. You stay real stable for those kids, all right?
All right.
And get rid of this 19-year-old. I don't trust him. He doesn't like DJs. And what the hell are you doing with him? You know what I mean? Are you that insecure?
No, absolutely not. He's really cute. He's got a nice body. And, I mean, I don't have a problem going out with people my own age. It's like the first time I've ever gone out with anybody
okay.
younger than me.
All right, Mama. No more kids, please.
Oh, absolutely not.
All right.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Luke, who's 18, thinks a girl he got pregnant is lying. Because they used a condom after that. Yeah, Mixmaster Anderson over there, spinning the tunes. Yeah, this is Rage Against the Machine, doing Cypress Hill. Those are my boys at Rage Against the Machine. I hear the Rage Against the Machine drummer lives by me, which everyone tells me all the time, but I never know who the guy is, what he drives, and I don't think I've ever met him. But people tell me that a lot, and I think they expect me to know. You know what I'm saying? Do you got any famous people live near you that people tell you about?
No.
Really?
No.
You're the most famous.
Mm.
All right, let's...
Does Kari Wuhr still live up to you?
Who?
Kari.
Kari Wuhr lives by me, yeah.
She still call you weird hours?
No. Kari Wuhr. I called Kari Wuhr a time or two.
Whoa.
She doesn't call me back.
Mm.
It's been 6 months or something.
Wow.
Strange bird, that Kari Wuhr. Very, very strange. Some of these people, like, I'll call her twice a year, and she'll call me twice a year, but neither call will be connected to the others.
Right.
She'll call me 4 months after I call her.
It's random, yeah.
Randomly? Yeah. I have no idea.
Mm.
All right. Well, Let's hear Kari Wuhr sound stylings of Kari Wuhr.
Scrotum, scrotum, I'd like to keep your testes in.
Yeah.
Scrotum, scrotum, S-C-R-T-U-M, I'll keep them locked up in your BVDs, unless you want to have them hang to your knees.
Hey, everyone.
Scrotum, scrotum, I'd like to keep your testes in.
She's a dynamite lady. She'll make a great mother one day. Luke, about 250 years.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Luke, you're 18. What's up?
All right, this is my scenario. I met this girl about 6 weeks ago. 5 days after I met her, we had sex, and I used a condom. Then she had her period about a week after that, and then we had sex a couple days after that again. And then
with the condom?
Yeah, with the condom.
Same
then
condom.
A week later, we had sex again with the condom.
Mm-hmm.
And then earlier today, she tells me that she's 5 weeks pregnant.
Now, where would that put, which of those contacts you describe would that be?
Which contact do you mean, like first or second?
Penis to the vagina?
No. 5 weeks ago was which of those sexual encounters?
It was the first.
The first one before her period?
Yeah, before she had her period, after the first time she had a period.
So you last time you had sex was 3 weeks into the pregnancy?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't sound right.
Well, it didn't necessarily have to be her period.
No, it didn't. Sure didn't.
Women can have some bleeding, right?
Yep.
Luke?
Yeah.
Why don't you believe her?
Well, I'm not sure that I don't believe her. I'm just kind of, it just blows me away because
you had the condom. Right. And the condom didn't seem to fail?
No, they didn't break, and they were spermicidal lubricated.
Yeah, that doesn't matter, though.
Well, it helps.
Not really.
Well, why do they do it then?
I don't know.
Okay, Luke?
Yeah.
Well, did she go to a doctor or did she take a pregnancy test?
Yeah, she went to a doctor.
The only way she got the 5 weeks.
Do you have any, do they have notes? What do they do?
Record.
Do they have something?
No.
Hey, Luke?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about your predicament. You think that she may have been with another guy?
I think it's a possibility.
Really? Why do you think that?
Well, I just barely met her, it was an open relationship.
Did you bring that up with her, that you want to know how it is that it's yours?
Well, I asked her about it, and she said that I was the only person that she's been with.
Well, condoms are not perfect, but usually they don't fail sort of without you knowing it.
Yeah, but that's bad news. Do you know what I mean?
Bad times.
It's like those people you hear about who lived in Flint, Michigan for 77 years, and then on their 78th birthday, they got on an airplane to Europe and it crashed.
Yeah.
It's like one time, pal.
Yeah.
That happens to some people.
Yeah.
It's bad times, but it happens.
Yeah.
Maybe that happened to Luke. I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah.
He's going to have to just sort of wait it out, and he can go for a DNA thing at some point if he thinks.
If he needs to, yeah.
There may be a problem there. Hey, Drew. Quick question about sperm banks.
Yeah.
They say wait 2 days, no masturbating for 2 days before you go in.
Right.
You know anything about that?
Did you just go to one?
We're doing a man show bit.
Right. I know when
why
I was,
2 days?
There's a sort of a peak sperm production.
Oh, is there?
If you go too long, it starts to taper off.
2 days is the peak?
When I was...
trying to have your family,
yes,
in a cup.
Giving a specimen for family. I thought it was a little longer than that.
Longer than 2 days.
Yeah. But it might have been,
just put 2 days in there because they didn't want you, Bogart in the whack room.
Yeah, they don't want you,
you're using it
over and over again. Yeah.
You whacked off that morning and you're trying to squeeze another one off at 10:15 like he's been in there for over an hour.
Did you visit the whack room?
No, I will. I'm going to do that. They have bumper pool or anything in there, or is it just masturbation?
It's just, yeah. That and old guys standing around with the clothes on.
Brianne?
Yes?
You're 21?
Yes. How are you guys tonight?
Good.
Good. Here's my question. I've been on the birth control pill for about 2.5 years now, and it seemed about around that time I started getting headaches on a daily basis.
Wow.
And my doctor kind of passed off that it might be allergies.
No, the pill can definitely cause headaches. In fact, true migraine is a reason not to take the pill.
Really?
One of the few.
See, and I've changed pills. She thought that might work, and my skin just ended up breaking out real bad, and I had headaches still.
Why don't you just try a couple months off the pill, see what happens?
because I'm kind of scared to do that.
Why?
Well, I'm in a monogamous relationship right now, and I'd be kind of worried that there might be a type of situation that might come up where maybe a condom wouldn't be available, and I wouldn't want to, you know.
Well, you're horny, baby.
I can't help myself.
Don't go 10 minutes. You might have to break into a liquor store, like drive your car through the front door and break in and grab a handful of condom.
I'm hypothetically speaking.
Right.
You know.
What other form? Now, what about, like, the shots and the Norplant and that kind of stuff? Not good? Same thing?
No, yeah, same deal.
Any hormone stuff?
Yeah, not right now. But diaphragm?
I've never tried anything like that. The first person that I've been with is the person that I'm currently dating, and I just, you know, started taking the pill as a precaution, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I want to be prepared for that type of situation.
Wait, so you are not sexually active with him?
Oh, I am.
You are?
Yes.
You wear condoms for a while. It's not a big deal.
See, the first couple times we used them, and it was just gross to me.
Oh, she doesn't like them.
I don't like them.
What was the problem?
Just the way that it felt. I just the rubber. I don't know. I just did not like the feeling of it.
All right.
It just grossed me out big time.
Why don't you get the ones that are made out of the lamb's penis?
Aren't those not supposed to be as safe, or is that only for STDs?
Oh, it's only for STDs. Oh. They're fine. Go ahead and try them for the
yeah. Get the
feel.
Get the lamb skin ones there. Mm-hmm. All right, and when you close your eyes, just picture being raped with the intestines of a lamb.
Lamb skin.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Since one is, and by the way, skin to me not that much more appealing than gut.
Right.
It really isn't.
Yeah.
I you know, now lamb skin seed covers, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I could actually go for that in a condom. Add a little width, tickle the ladies a little bit.
Yeah.
Hmm. Good for the summer and the winter. Penis doesn't heat up so much in the, you know, keeps it warm in the winter. It's nice in the summer, nice shade over it. Angela?
Yes?
You're 27?
Yes.
What's up?
My question actually isn't about anything relevant to my life now, but my husband and I of 9.5 years were recently talking about orgasms, and I had shared with him that since I was 5, not only, I know that it's kind of normal for a 5-year-old to experiment, you know, feel out their body. But since that time, I was able to bring myself to orgasm on a regular basis.
At 5?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I...
So was the sensation that you felt at 5 the same as you feel at 27?
Yes.
Hmm.
Really?
Yes. And ever since. And I remember when I was 15, I became pretty preoccupied with it. I remember coming home from school and going straight to my room so I could just over and over and over and over.
Mm. I actually had my room move closer to school so I could masturbate right after school.
You think you've been sexually abused?
That's hard to say. Before 5, no. With my cousin, I feel that around 7, we messed around. And he is 4 years older than me, and I guess that is typically an abusive situation. But I feel like,
is that
like
about
I was
seven
kind of part of it.
7 and 11?
It doesn't matter. It's to actually, when it's actually directed sex, when the penis is headed towards the vagina, a normal 7-year-old won't do that.
Right.
And
well,
so it means
it never actually came to intercourse. It was, you know, more of the foreplay type.
Yeah, but again, it's suspicious, and that's what gets.
No,
right,
but she was doing the masturbation thing at 5 before the fiddling with the cousins.
But I think
so
might have happened before that too.
Really?
Yeah.
And I don't know.
That's what creates sexual compulsion. That's
yeah,
what
but
does it.
But if you okay,
she's
let me,
a sexual compulsion.
How dare you? Let me say this: if a woman is wired a certain way, and some women are, God love you, I've never been with one, but I hear that they're from doing this show that they're wired. Some are wired a certain way, and so when they touch themselves, which you're bound to do at 5, they get a sensation that a lot of people don't get.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my God, this is great.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they go, well, I'll try it again.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they're getting a reward because of the way they're wired.
Come back to a room and do it over and over and over and over again at 15. It's like, compulsive.
Yeah.
And she had to be screwed around with a kid and when she was a kid. And it's all sort of adding up to sexual compulsivity.
All right. All right. I don't know what the answer to that is, but we'll be back. All right. Well, there you go. Another fabulous Love Line episode in the can. Mark L. Wahlberg, host of Temptation Island and a dear, dear friend.
He's a dear, dear friend of mine.
He's a dear, dear friend of Dr. Drew's and just a dear friend of mine, will be in tomorrow night. So we'll talk to him about that. Until next time, this is Adam Corliff with Dr. Drew saying mahalo.